And when you leave Trenton, go to the Churchill Crossroads and turn left onto the Saka Road. You're only a few hundred yards on that road when you meet a bridge there called the Glacier Bridge. There's a few problems with the bridge. Number one, the road seems to be subsiding on both sides of the bridge. So whenever you're going off the road onto the bridge, it's a big like a ramp going up and down the other side, which shouldn't be. The rails on the bridge are completely past their sell by date. I just think myself, maybe that the bridge itself isn't fit for capacity anymore. Donegal County Council recently had to limit that road. There's signs up there for a limit of 3 tonnes on it. But, you know, it's an area where there's a lot of agricultural activity. And if we're realistic in this day and age, farmers have to be able to cut their silage and they have to be able to put out their slurry. And, you know, to have a bridge that's only capable of handling 3 tonnes, I think, is unacceptable.
And there's also a quarry kind of in the vicinity, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So it's a lot of traffic that's having to do sort of a go around about way instead of being able just to go over the bridge that, you know, you think should be of use to the people of the area and the community.
Yeah, there's both. We have a lot of traffic. I suppose you have Churchill Quarries. You also had, at one time, the local link used to travel that road. It was the original route of the 271, or which now is the 971 route from Burtonport to Letterkenny. It used to come through that crossroads and right through there and come up Killyclug. That has changed now because the buses, the bus operators didn't feel that the road was suitable for the buses any longer. So they now turn and go out by Temple Douglas Graveyard. So that's true. Like, the road's just not suitable for heavy traffic, and there's loads of it in the area, like everywhere else in the countryside. And I think, we have to look at the bridge. I would like to see it possibly been widened a little bit. And I would like to see, if the structure of it needs to be checked out to see as it's structurally sound. It needs new railings on it, and the roads, and the road on both sides of it needs to be, raised gradually to connect with the rest of the pavement, because there's like two big rats, like, and up onto the top of a kind of a fairly steep ramp there now, and traffic has to come to almost a standstill for to cross it.